Jim, welcome to our second Community Spaces. I see the lovely Kudo, the amazing Trendy up here. We'll get started in just a couple of minutes. I'll let the song roll. I love this song. Let's get the spaces started. Thank you so much for joining in to our second Welcome to the Lab Community Spaces by the Mad Scientists. I also see Babu V join us. Welcome, Babu V, to the space. All right, so we can get started. What a fun week we had, I guess. It was a lot of excitement. People want to know. They want to know. They need to know. When is the mint happening? And I think I don't want to be bouncing around the bush and holding on to you guys for too long. So I will be publishing the tweet right now. And the tweet's coming up and I will post it on the Nest. You guys are going to see this coming. And basically, The tweet is that the lab will go mad on April 16th. So for those that are excited about the Mint, it's happening on April 16th. So that is a Thursday, just a little before halving and 420 and all these very cool dates. So Kudo made an amazing montage of art for y'all. So as well as a custom song, right, Kudo? So very cool that you made that. So people, please go and check this out because it's very cool. Kudo put in a lot of work in this art. And this is the topic that I want to be chatting about today. Kudo, how you doing, man? Is your mic working?
Yeah, it's working. Unfortunately, I have like some stomach ache, but yeah, I'm excited. The date is out. We are meeting next week. Let's fucking go, man. And I can't wait for you guys to see the art. To get your mad scientist, that's the most important thing. I'm super excited for next week, man. It's truly inside all my body, the excitement. I can't even like take it out. Let's go.
I love it. And just an amazing video. So I know there's like a lot that you're showing. And this is kind of a new thing, right? Like you want to showcase a lot of the art before the Mint happens. I think that that's a different approach that you decided to do, and I'm wondering why you decided to do it that way.
That's right, because, man, if you repeat the same thing over and over again, same as other competitors, you just get the same result, right? So if you want to build excitement, you want to make people excited about your product, you got to find a new way to introduce your product to the users, right? So yeah, this is just a little trick that I decide to do. I think it's more like it's more engaging when boom, you see like in big reveal and you see all the details. I don't know, I feel like it's more exciting experiment, and it's more new kind of like experience for the users. That's as easy as that.
Yeah, and I also feel that showing, you know, a lot of these sneak
I kind of hear that. Okay, is it only me?
No, I think he's just choked up by the art. Okay, there we go.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, I was saying it's nice that you see most of these profile pictures before Mint. And there's still many more, right, that are hidden and some really cool traits that you haven't seen. So for us, it's really kind of a way to showcase that you're going to get something very nice because they all look fantastic, very mad. And there's still more to discover. So in that sense, you know what you're getting in terms of the art. So I like that approach. It's different, it's new, but I feel it's appropriate. So thanks for kind of showcasing these. Go ahead, Trendy, my man. What do you think of the art? Do you like
Dude,
it?
Dude, I'm just over here like, I'm trying to juggle back and forth, but I'm like beaming. Like my smile is so wide. Like you can see the love that Kudo put in each one of these characters, each one of these traits. I was planning on holding a lot of my lab, but this art is too damn good. You did an amazing job, Kudo. Kudos to you, no pun intended. Fully intended.
Thank you. It's like the goal of the design is it's you want to have a beautiful floor NFT, right? You don't want to go into the secondary market and you see all those NFT on the floor and all of them look mostly the same because of there are many reasons why floors look bad on some NFT collection. One of the big reasons is that there are not enough trade to make the collection unique enough. I can guarantee you all that this collection have put a lot of work on each trade. Every single math scientist is unique, and when you go into the secondary marketplace on the floor, you can go on Wreck-It Gang stuff, Wreck-It Wolf, Wreck-It Bull. You will see what I'm saying because the design aspect of the collection is really like putting a lot of work on having personalities in each trait, right? When you work on the eyes, it's not you're doing one kind of eyes and changing the emotion on that design of eyes. No, the approach is different. When you design an eye trait, you want the second eye trait to have completely new kind of expression that is not linked to the first one. So when the user see those eyes, they understand that is not the same eyes. So that's how you can create a really unique collection. It's a lot of talk and process behind that and creative design of that. Hope you guys appreciate it, man.
Yeah, love it. But Babu V, you came up. I don't know if it's the Shield of Babus, but if you have any comments on the art, appreciate it. I know you're a big fan of Kudo's art. You mentioned it a few times in the Discord, and I will allow a quick shill of Babus, but don't go overboard.
No, I'm not here to shill the Babus. Thanks for letting me up. I did not expect you to let me up that quick, but literally just came up for the vibes and nothing else. And I think you guys know how much I love Kudo's art. I'm a bag holder for a very long time, and I've not dumped anything. Well, a bit of something, but that was to buy some more of Kudo's art. But yeah, absolutely loved art. I think he smashed it out of the place, and I was surprised. I was not expecting the mad scientist. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, it's definitely a different, I guess, approach for you as well, Kudo, because most of the art that, from my understanding, you know, that you have put out is more animal characters, and this is, I guess, a humanoid PFP. So wondering, you know, how is that different in the design sense, right, having a human? And then again, when you look at them, they sometimes they don't even look human, right? Like the zombies and things like that. So what is your thought process when you're doing like humanoid versus animal PFPs, I guess, if that's a question?
Difference between them. I mean, like each collection, you as a designer, you try to reach the maximum capacity that you can for each of them, right? But both of them have their own kind of like hard things to do, to wait on. Like talking right now, I don't really feel that difference while I was working on animal kind of like PFP and humanoid PFP. That's right now, nothing comes to my mind, the difference of it. But because, yeah, like I said, like I just put all my capacity, all my knowledge, and when they design the things, you just go all in and try to make the best out of it, and to be the best on the market, to be the most unique one, to be the most recognized one. That is really like you have to be different, right, to stand out. And every collection, that's always my goal on designing it. It's you have to be different. You have to stand out from the crowd. That's the goal for every collection I design. And another one thing I would like to say is that because in Cosmos there's so many women power on Cosmos as well, so I want to say that there is a woman trait as well, such as hair. But in this collection, one thing's that different, it's that I designed this collection to really with the mindset that it's non-genders kind of collection. It's like it's up to the owners, the collectors, what gender you want to put in that mass scientist. It's really like some mix of a lot of traits, and you can see it as a human or man or whatever you want. You feel like you want to wear that thing on. Even like the colors. I want it to be universal enough that it can get everyone's inside the community. So that's another one aspect of the goal of design, to make it accessible for everyone, and yeah, from all around the world. We have like all kind of traits that I think it will fit big community.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. I love that. This is a community spaces, people. So if you want to come up, ask questions, you know, about the art today, we're talking about the art, and I guess we're talking about the launch of the minting process. If you want to come up, ask some questions, please feel free. We kind of want to, yeah, open it up to you guys. I see Pedro's here. How you doing, Pedro?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. You had a question?
I just wanted to, I mean, I was frankly blown away when I just saw that tweet, and I'm with Trendy. I mean, I have a nice bag of lab already. I have an airdrop coming that's really sweet, and I was thinking about holding a fair bit of lab, but now I'm like, dude, I'm just blown away at these traits and this art, and, you know, kudos passion that I'm hearing. And again, this isn't just a shill because I've been with Rec Gang for years since Terra, and I love the Scientist Project. Just hearing the passion in his voice as he's describing his project is just freaking awesome. And that's all I really had to say, because I'm just loving it. And I love it over at the Scientist Discord too. It's very, very cool. Good people, chill people. Hasn't even been any drama, which for a Discord server is pretty damn rare. It's, you know, this launch has just been a complete treat, and I'm looking forward to the future. Thanks for putting me up.
Thanks for that, Pedro. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Trendy.
No, I just wanted to quickly note that.
I just wanted to say the vibe of the Discord.
You're not trendy, Babu.
I think it's everyone's been staying Babu. It's been just chill vibes, memes, all Babu. So it's been amazing. I think that's really helped keep things calm.
I just wanted to note really quickly that Pedro's PFP like matched his voice so well. That thick stash and that deep voice, Burt Reynolds over here.
Yeah, we need Kiki here. We need Kiki. His voice and his PFP do not match at all, and that's hilarious.
I love the Burt Reynolds reference, man. The Cannonball Run. What an amazing string of movies.
Yeah, I think he's in that target age group as well. D-Gen, go ahead, man.
Yeah, yo, I'm new to Rec Gang and all that, but I really enjoy your guys' community. Also, sorry, I was a little out of it when I spoke last time. My microdose went to macrodose, and I was all over the place. But today, I'm like really together. I like swam a kilometer and like took a nice drive and everything. I may have missed this, but is there like a pet trait in this collection? Because I am a huge fan of the art, and the animals are so cool in the other collections. And so I was wondering if there were pets for some of the scientists done by Kudo.
You want to go ahead, Kudo? I know of a few, but you probably know it better than me.
Yeah, there are a few pet traits which you can already see in the last tweet of Mad Scientist. It's already there. It's the little mice, right? How can you be a scientist without having your mice too?
Some lab mice? Nice, that's awesome. Yeah, I haven't actually seen the tweet. I just got back from my swim and my drive, and I saw that this had started, and I decided to jump in because I've been enjoying checking out these spaces and keeping up because, the lab project, Lab Mad Scientist, to me, this is fascinating. It's something that I'm really bullish on. I'm deep in it. I'm very excited about everything. And that's really the only question that I had for now. Thank you.
Bro, be sure you listen to or watch that video with the sound on. Really get entrenched in watching the Hall of Scientists, the graduated scientists. He set a beautiful vibe and theme there. I can't stop smiling, Kudo. I'm done tooting your horn.
Yeah, the music's great. Put on the music, guys. It's so appropriate, and it's an original song. Am I right, Kudo?
Nothing is original now with AI. Everything is just referencing from each other, and we are in the age of nothing is original anymore.
OG robots.
Yeah. So the song is made by Sora AI. It's really great music AI creation, and you input the lyrics and then like you put the genre on it, and it produces you all the song. But a curator, I made like I think it's like 3,000 of soundtracks for Mad Scientist and curate it and try to make it as like each songs. I have this obsession that I want the collection to really touch many people. So all people have different tastes. So I try to work on these things. Like, okay, maybe this song is going to be metal. The next song is going to be reggae. The next one is going to be a chorus in a church. The next one is going to be a rock live concert. So all these kind of culture, music culture things can get together and be in one community that really open arm to really like embrace all kind of diversity, right? So yeah, that is behind my talks on curating all the soundtrack for Mad Scientist. Yeah.
I'm just a sucker for Phantom of the Opera, I guess, but there's way more variety, musical variety with what you have done, Kudo. We have Eris KB. Welcome, Eris.
How's it going, guys?
Going well.
Okay, so I pretty much have like three questions, okay? The first one is, How long will the minting go live for?
An indefinite amount of time. So basically infinity, or as long as, you know, the chain and everything works, that's how long the mint, or that's the plan for the mint. And then Trendy is laughing because we did, you know, have NFTs on Terra Classic and that collapsed and we have to move them. So anyways, for as long as it can be.
Okay, that's good. The second question is, like the rarest NFT, what is it going to be? Because I can see that you got like Dexter on it. Like at the end of the video, top row, there's something like Dexter, which is like an old animation. Do you guys have anything that is like extremely rare? Like what's going to be the rarest one? For example, in Bad Kids, the rarest one is like a little bird. You also have like a couch on fire, things like this. We have anything like that?
Kudo, do you want to take this one?
We have it. I don't want to spoil yet. So I want to leave the fun for future kind of like announcement. But yeah, we have those rare traits, that super rare one. You guys will find out. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it yet. Sorry, Aris.
No problem. I'll try to get one, right? I got my labs here. I'll try to get one. And then I just have a last one, like the marketplace. Are you guys planning to use Stargaze as well or something related to that? Or are you guys having your own marketplace?
Good question. So both should be live, right? Well, the announcement from yesterday where Stargaze changed their Twitter banner to,
that was awesome.
Yeah, really cool one. Kudo made that art piece again, and I'm a little, you know, it's the banner. There's more to it. I want to show it off because there's more collections that are involved in this piece that we like a lot. So I know a few people, you know, maybe didn't see their favorite collection on the art piece, but maybe if we expand it, you'll see your favorite PFP there as well. But basically, to answer your question, you will be able to IBC, you know, your NFTs using the ARC protocols, ICS 721 standard, and then traded on Stargaze as well. So you'll have both options, right? Like there's the Stargaze option and there's the Osmosis Necropolis option. So in that sense, whatever floats your boat. I know a lot of people like both options. So it's going to be an experiment, to be honest, to see how it's going to play out. And I'm excited for it. So it will be definitely very interesting to see.
That's awesome. And thank you very much. Wishing good luck from the Brazilian community, especially from Kipboard. And here we go. I'll see you guys on the 16th.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the support. Love it.
I'm tripped out that he said Dexter was a really old cartoon because I watched that with my oldest daughter when she was little. I think I'm getting old.
I mean, Dexter was, I guess that gives away your age a little bit there. Definitely a really cool cartoon. I don't even know what happened to it, but it was a scientist. So in that sense, I love how, you know, all these nostalgic moments come back, right?
Yeah, Dexter's from 1995, man. It's been almost 30 years, right?
I can't believe it. I've been watching it too. I don't know if the audience below us is even familiar with Dexter. Like some of them are, like the show stopped at a certain point, right? And it has never been picked up. So kind of unfortunate. I'd love to see a reboot. Go ahead, D-Gen.
Oh, it was great at the beginning. That's really all I had to say about that. Just that comment threw me off a little bit. I am old enough where I went to punk rock shows like when punk rock was punk rock and got to see like a lot of early hip hop stuff. But yeah, I feel young. I think I look young still, kind of.
From the PFP, totally. Yeah, I agree with that.
Cartoons live forever.
It's great. All right, Kudo, you mentioned a lot of things about traits, and I like how Aries tried to tease out a little bit of some of the rarer traits. I'm going to ask you again your favorite traits that you're looking forward to kind of minting? I will be minting as well. I guess we're all degens in this space that are going to be minting, and then maybe we might regret it later with the price appreciation of lab, but maybe not. Maybe it'll be just fine. Go ahead, Kudo.
So the each single trace have the own kind of like specialities, because each trait is really different from each other. And what I'm finding when looking at like our kind of collection, Ricket Gang and Mad Scientist, it's more about like you get those special combination that's a combination of eyes and hairs with the body, and it's just like it just had that nice combination that only generative art can give you, right? Like sometimes I design a collection and I don't even have the combo in mind. It's like, okay, I put this trait and this eye trait. But when you do a generative PFP collection, you get sometimes like some miracle from the algorithm, and something completely new comes out from your collection because of that specific combo that make it so unique. So yeah, when I'm minting or holding my assets, it's more about finding those cool combination between traits. All traits are cool. I have no preference. It's a combination of traits that makes one PFP really personal to someone. That's my view on it.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And spoken like a true dad. I love all my children, even though maybe the oldest one. but no, I that's so true. That's how I pick my PFPs as well, I guess. You know, sometimes I do like certain traits, but it's the whole combination of traits that kind of makes it magical and makes it your own. And then you can kind of tell a story of that PFP in particular. So Trendy, I don't know if you've seen on that little preview one of the traits that you particularly enjoy.
I'm assuming that it might be a hoodie. I haven't quite seen, like, it's hard to focus on any one. It's just like there's too much eye candy going on there. So I'm going to have to really sit back, put it on the big monitor, grab a bottle of wine, listen to that music, and just really take it in later.
Yeah. One thing I would like to add, it's about the question about this trait and trait is that, like, I always say to Cirque that art is subjective, right? We are creators, we create these things, and it's up to the audience on which one they have the feeling on it. Because art is so subjective, everyone has different background of life, and everyone has different story, and someone will be touched with some traits, but some other people don't feel anything a trait. So yeah, I hope that all this the diversity of traits and each of them being so unique can find collectors that really appreciate the uniqueness of it. So yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Trendy.
No, I was just gonna say I 100% agree, and it's generally what resonates the most with you, and that's generally how I personally pick rarity. Like, rarity is, I don't know, obviously there are rarer traits, but what relates to you, what could potentially be your brand, what could potentially represent you is more valuable than a rarity percent to me. And a lot of these, I'm looking through them, and I'd be happy to have any one of them. And especially when you hear the story that Kudo is telling, how much love and passion that he put into this, it only makes it even more magical.
Nice. Yeah, I love it. So, okay. We spoke about the art. If anybody wants to come up from the audience, please do, you know, ask some questions. I'm excited for the mint day. I think everybody is. Well, what is your kind of speculation? And I don't want to pronounce myself, but what do you expect in terms of minting on the first day or maybe even the first week? How many NFTs do you think people will be minting? Knowing that our friend from Flip, Piper did a pretty good analysis on lab token distribution, right? So I believe there's about 2,000 people that hold enough lab to mint one. And I believe the max number minted is something around like 8,000. So that kind of gives you an idea of how big the collection is going to be off the top, and then we'll see what happens afterwards. So maybe I don't know, Dijon, do you want to speculate, and then maybe Trendy, Kudo, Aries?
I would set the line. I do a lot of gambling. I would set the line at about like 1800 PFPs minted like within the first 48 hours. And then I think that there's going to be a lot of like hanging out and just watching what Lab does afterwards. I mean, I know that's personally what I'm going to be doing. I got enough Lab so that I could mint a handful and find one that I really liked for myself, maybe list one or two on secondary eventually, and then hold on to some Lab and just watch what unfolds. You know, I might mint more, I might sell Lab, I might hold Lab for a long time. It just all depends on what directions it's heading and what the, you know, potential use case could be for it later down the road.
Nice. That's a very sound analysis. Go ahead, Trendy.
No, a little bit of the same, because there seems like there could potentially be some different plays going on here between some arbitrage where you potentially have one marketplace on Stargaze and one on Acropolis. Like, is one going for a lot more? Are people buying them on one end, shipping them over to the other side and making some money? So, but to go back to the mint price or the mint amount, I don't foresee more than 3,000 in the first 48 hours, but I don't know. We'll see what happens when the FOMO kicks in and everybody starts revealing these PFPs, and they're as gorgeous as we all know they are.
Yeah, I remember, you know, there's a few projects that do this. It's not the first one. Well, I guess it's the first one to be doing kind of with a token, but there's a lot of unrevealed, right, NFTs that exist, and you can choose to reveal them or not. And most of the time, people say they will be holding on to the unrevealed NFT, but they just can't help themselves, right? Like, they have to reveal it, and then they regret it. and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do hit something that they love. So in that sense, you're right. Maybe conservatively, we're looking at a lower end, and then after the FOMO kicks in and people start sharing this and people switch their PFPs, you get more people kind of getting in. I'm also looking forward to actually picking some up on the secondary, you know, maybe picking and choosing the ones that I truly like that resonate with me. Kudo, do you have any predictions for us, or, and then Aries?
Yeah, I mean, like, 72 hours, that could be something that, but I want to see the effect when we announce the airdrops, right? And what, like, how people going to react on those airdrop announcements, the partnership that we are having. Yeah, that it's I love this dynamic that is constantly changing, right? And yeah, we entire community will go through this and see it live, right? This experiment that we're building together. So my guess is 3,000 in about a week, and when the big announcement comes, maybe like it's going more faster to 50% of the supply, something like that.
Yeah, he said the A word, right? The airdrop word, which is going out to you know, NFT holders. Well, most of them right now. But then again, I do want to say this. It's important for me to say this. Even if you hold 0.1 Lab, right, you are still a part of this community. So, you know, you don't have to spend $1,000 on a JPEG. I feel that is pretty expensive, and some would say crazy, but you can hold just a little bit of Lab and be part of the community as well, and we'll try to make it happen for you guys too. So go ahead, Trendy.
No, you just missed your opportunity. When you said some would say that's crazy, you should have said mad, but
okay. That's why I have you, man. but yeah, just know that we care about y'all, and that's why we gave the Discord role to people that hold 0.1 Lab, and we're hoping, you know, to get you some perks just for that role specifically, the experimenter role. So in that sense, don't feel left out is all I'm saying, even if you can't mint for a mad scientist per se, and you hold maybe a little less than 10 Lab. Aries, do you have any predictions? Do you want to go and try to to see how many get minted in the first 72 hours?
Honestly, man, I think it's going to go about like 1,500 as well. And then it's going to see how Lab's going to react, right? Because the market right now is kind of crazy. I was just looking at all my money going down now that Bitcoin's dying. But yeah, I have the same idea as DGen. I'm going to buy a few. I'm going to see how Lab's going to react. I'm looking for the airdrops as well. That's one of the main reasons I'm buying all these things, right? Bad Kids, Lots, and all the mad scientists. But I'm extremely bullish. I already transferred almost all my money to Lab. And I just, the only thing I can hope now is that it's going to go up, either the NFT or the token. But I'm really bullish. That's the thing. I'm really, really bullish.
I'm glad you're bullish because you spent all your money on Lab. I mean, that sounds like...
Not all.
Because the rest is dying right now.
No. That's not a good way of investing.
The rest is dying now. No. But I'm bullish.
Don't invest more than you can afford to lose.
part of my Cosmos money is I'm putting it there, especially that it's holding its value right now. So I'm already... Just by putting my money into Lab right now, my Cosmos money, my Stars, and some Osmo, Celestia, Deem, I'm already positive because it already went down like 14% during this the conversation that we're having right now. So yeah, I can only be bullish, but I'm really, really looking forward for Tuesday, and let's see how you react.
Very cool. Yeah, but I'm sorry for, you know, kind of joking about this. We do have a project called, you know, Wreck, trying to prevent people from getting wrecked. So
no. I've been doing this for quite a long time. I think I know what I'm doing. At least it's what I hope, right?
I hope we all do.
Exactly.
Love it. But yeah, no, those are interesting predictions. And I think, yeah, Kudo raised an very important point is that, you know, when the airdrops start to happen, I think then people kind of have like an extra motivation to mint, right, at that point. We might be taking snapshots whenever, so we'll see. I'm not going to pronounce myself anymore on this topic.
Yeah. And when I add another one thing, it's this. I want to experiment on something like with the partner that they believe in mad scientist community and they want to work with us. The things that we would like to promise is that we are going to be an active community, right? Like if you value us, we're going to value you and we're going to talk about you if your product is good enough. So it's a win. We want to create this situation where it's win-win. The holders, mad scientists win and the project wins as well, because we are going to be active. We are going to make some art for the partnership and spreading the words out about the platform. So yeah, if anyone's building anything and would like to get in touch with us, yeah, feel free to always DM in the Mad Scientist Twitter. We really love people experiment, and if the product is good, and yeah, we would like to help any project to have some user base, right, on X. Yeah, that's it. I'm so excited for all the partnership that Cirque have been working on, and yeah, can't wait to work on it.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, and many, it has been easy with this IP to kind of get. And I don't know why I'm cutting all the time. So who's muting me, Elon? Okay, let's give it to Lil Empanada.
Hey, thanks, guys. So one question about snapshots. So if I hold 10 Lab and there's a snapshot, is it going to be viewed as in like the same as holding one NFT? So if I choose to keep my Lab rather than, you know, hold it as an NFT and you take a snapshot, does the 10 Lab hold the same weight as an NFT essentially?
So I cannot answer. I can't answer that question in detail. I don't know. Trendy, do you want to take this one? I don't know what the issue is with the... but okay. It seems like it's working, finally. So I can't answer that question because it depends. It's project specific, right? So whenever we chat with different dApps or different, you know, protocols, whatnot, they have their own criteria. They have their own kind of allocation in mind. And if we want to expand, right, like we get the lab holders involved, or maybe we get, you know, people that hold 10 lab or whatnot, and we get them involved. But it might happen in certain cases that the NFT gets the airdrop and not the lab token holder. That might happen, right? So it's really, we will try for it to be as fair as possible. But again, due to the nature of kind of having this dynamic structure between fungible and non-fungible, and this is to the whims of the person that gives us the airdrop or the allocation, it really depends. Like, for instance, a very good example is the Soul token by Backbone Labs, right? So that one, you have to mint an NFT to get that drop. So in that sense, you know, if you hold the lab, you will not get the drop. So it's really project specific. Is I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, I see Barto, my favorite Frenchman, is coming up, and seems like Babu V wants to shill some more of his babus. Go ahead. Vas-y, Barto.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I will ask a question. Maybe someone already asked, but as always, I'm late. I just want to know if the trade will be open in labs, if you will use the labs to trade on the secondary market. And I love you all, and long life to Mad Scientist and Babu.
Great question, and yes, much love to everybody. really, on the Stargaze side, we have not planned for the implementation of lab. That is for sure. On the Necropolis side, we kind of were planning to use Osmo and BOSMO as trading. So really, lab has, we might do it in the future. Feel that lab is scarce enough, it could give it an extra utility. Maybe that is a good point, and we should think about implementing this, but I will be transparent with you and say that that's not what we intended right now. That being said, Omniflix has integrated lab for, you know, trading, minting, and doing whatever with your NFTs. And don't forget to get your free lab from those NFTs that they airdrop to y'all. That is live right now. Kind of a reminder for those that don't follow Omniflix or StreamSwap is if you participated, you get a free NFT. If you participated very heavily, that is. And for those that didn't participate as heavily, got raffle tickets, and that raffle is happening on April 15th. So might get some free lab tokens, which is pretty cool. Merci, Barto. All right, Babu V, go ahead, man. Or are you just coming up here to show off your PFP? If there's no question, I'll bring you down. Okay, thumbs up. That is exactly why he came. All right. If anybody, again, from the audience has... okay, go ahead, DJ.
I actually had one other quick question about Omniflix. I participated fairly heavily in the swap, and I did not see any NFT besides the raffle tickets. I got 11 raffle tickets, but I didn't see an additional NFT, but I've never done any other stream swaps. Should I have another NFT of some kind?
So from my understanding of the system is either you were in the top 50, 250, or you were not. And if you were not, you get the raffle tickets. So I guess
is there a way to look, because it was like 1 for 100. I had like 1100 Osmo in the stream.
That sounds like a lot.
It seems like that would qualify for like top 250 is what I would imagine. But I didn't see. But I've never used Omniflix. I did dig into my wallet and found the raffle tickets in there, but I didn't see anything else. I saw some things that you could claim, but I wasn't able to claim anything. I don't know. I can maybe talk to somebody else off stream or something like that. But it does seem like I would. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will tag Sisla in the chat and I'll inquire for you. And I think many more have questions about, you know, I think that article was well detailed, but maybe there was some fine print that we missed.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Much appreciated.
No worries. Ghost, go ahead, man.
Cousins, primos, how are you guys doing? Long time no speak.
Yeah, been a while, eh? Been a while. We haven't had like a proper spaces.
So I have a very interesting question. So, you know, these mad scientists, right? They're supposed to generate this magical yield, right?
Yeah, the yield from the Gravedigger platforms, the liquid staking derivatives.
So can my scientist bull help that yield out just a little bit?
Oh, you're trying to do that. No, I don't know if that's going to be an option. But very because interesting.
I mean, if my bull is bullish, it should bump up, right? I don't want to tie in my wreck wolf in there and mess up the yield.
I mean, lore-wise, I totally agree with what you're saying, but the mechanics are in place in a certain way for this NFT Fi collection. So, and just for those that missed out on the space on Wednesday, there'll be some other interesting mechanics for NFT Fi. So I guess I spoke about the secondary sales. I don't know if people are familiar with that one, but it's very appropriate to repeat since we're going live on April 16th, is all of the secondary sales are going back into kind of giving you guys rewards, or we have a hackathon planned as well that we're going to be organizing. So that could be used for that and community initiatives. But basically, it's all coming back to the community for the secondary sales. We promised that for a year. And then the second thing is the validator. I spoke about it a few times, and there were some interesting reactions on Telegram, and I got a few interesting DMs as well. There is now a proposal in the forum on Osmosis chatting about this specific Mad Sciences validator and how we're going to be rolling it out. So if y'all want to leave some feedback on that one, I'll look it up. I see Cosmos Haas wants to join in. I'll let him speak and let me find this prop that was already put out about the validator, which is pretty funny. Okay. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Hey, Trendy, I wanted to say I just got off of space. I was hanging out with our driver in New York, AKA Jacob. He said hello. My wife, he said hello too. We were just talking about you, I think yesterday, because I was like, she just created a Twitter and she's like, hey, I'm trying to get her more involved. So I was like, okay, yeah. There's Trendy's Twitter. There's I just got off of space. I wanted to come here earlier because I was talking to Zerk. I've been vibing with the mad scientist little theme since day one. I think it's awesome. I think it's going to be a big hit, not financial advice. I mean, I'm excited. I haven't really been super excited for like a lot of different NFTs lately, but mad scientist is definitely on the top of my list.
And I'll send you that $20 for shilling my name. Thank you.
There you go. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm sponsored by Trendy. I just did it because he sponsored me. So.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks for joining, Cosmos Haas. It was fun chatting with you just a few hours ago. Something coming up for Mad Sciences coming from Haas. I think you guys will like it. I don't want to shill it too much. I don't even want to say what it is.
I'm cooking. I have all kind of ideas. And I was working on a project back in literally, I think I started in 21 and then finished it in 22. And it was all Osmosis themed. I'll say it at that. And I'm like, you know what? I put it on the burner because like Luna UST crash happened. And I think Osmosis was like not really interested with some things at the time afterwards. And now they're interested. So my goal and prerogative is to kind of like add value to the lab. Like, it's just like, let's have some fun. And yeah, I think it's going to be cool. And we'll give more details in soon, but I think the vibes are going to be strong, and they already are strong. Obviously, if you like look at Lab, it's been a home run. Like honestly, the videos are amazing. The vibes are good. The vibes are real good, and I'm so excited. Like, and I don't really get that excited about NFTs, but I'm FOMOing a little bit. So the 16th can't happen early enough. Well, did you guys discuss what time on the 16th? So I don't like just go down the rabbit hole and forget, because I do that at times.
Yeah, it's at 5 UTC, so 1 p.m. Eastern. And you know the mint is open indefinitely, so you're not gonna miss it. Just
yeah. But I'm gonna set 5 alarms, and I might even like pregame. I would have a couple drinks and be like, all right, I'm getting ready for this. Like it's a real football game or something.
You know pre-drinks what I mean? At 1 in the afternoon. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Honestly, I might host a space, and your only entry is you have to prove that you're drinking like an alcohol.
It's beverage. A celebration, man. It's okay.
Oh yeah.
I love it. Yeah, and just for the audience here, we will be hosting a space the day of the mint, so we can kind of share what we reveal and maybe make you FOMO into mint a little more. That'll be interesting. It'll be fun. Babu V, it's been like 3 times your request. Do you actually want to speak, or is your
bro Elon keep right getting here? Rugged? No, I keep getting rugged. I keep getting rugged. I couldn't hear Trendy first, and then I couldn't hear Toss.
Well, now you hear everybody, so go ahead. Did you have a question?
No, I'm getting a call now, so I'm going to have to leave again.
I love it. This is good stuff, man. Fridays are amazing. Happy Friday, everyone. I love Fridays. Like Fridays are like the sign of, well, I'm not in the hamster wheel anymore, so I'm a bit free every day now, which is, you know, not trying to flex on anyone, but yeah, but when I was in the hamster wheel, Fridays couldn't come early enough. I'm like, God damn it, it's Friday, let's go. So anyone that is in the hamster wheel, it's Friday.
It's funny, let's you go. Can tell that Hoss is like a professional, like spaces host, like he slides right in with that empty space and just fills it quickly. It's like a natural twitch for him now.
Yeah, man, it's just how I roll. But no, Trendy's amazing. Like I was talking about you on the R space. I was saying how we kicked it in Texas and then in New York, and yeah, and you always got the little one-liners. He's like the guy that has the one-liners that just like digs into you. He kind of rips your soul out.
I'm getting broke.
No, just send me. I just want another. How many do I gotta show you so you can send me another NFT? I'll get it, dude. I'll show you every day till the 16th. 10 times a day, so I can accumulate enough to get one mad scientist.
He'll send you a couple of chickens. All right, gang. So if there's any more questions from anyone in the audience, feel free to jump in. We'll try to answer as best we can. It's been a fun space, is kind of discussing the art. Talking about traits. I know a lot of people are interested in the NFT-fi side as well. So next time, maybe we focus on that. That'll be very cool. I know Haas is a professional degen. Like he says, he doesn't work on Fridays. That means he's a successful trader in my book. He can give us some of his tips and tricks on, you know, how to handle this. Well, I mean, why not ask the question? What's happening with the market right now? What are your thoughts? Is it a dump or what's happening?
Yeah, historically, like you can look, and generally this time of the year, I would blame it kind of on the end of Q1. It's tax season, so everyone's like kind of, you know, scrambling around, like how am I going to pay Uncle Sam so he can build more tanks and things like that. But yeah, that's kind of my thesis. And also this year, it's a little bit exacerbated because like Bitcoin halving, and you generally people sell and the market goes down a little bit right before the Bitcoin halving. And that's literally coming up on 4/20. So Bitcoin's halving is on April 20th. I don't know if there's any sort of reason what April 20th means, but 4/20 means something. I don't know. But no, seriousness, I think that it's just kind of a healthy thing because like we were kind of blasting off. Like no pun intended, we're just like blasting like nonstop for a while. It's like stuff wasn't making sense to me. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is fun, but like at some point people are going to take a little skin out of the game, and that's generally around tax season. So in my estimate. I think that mid-May-ish, it'll probably start picking back up. But I also seen something that, like, Tether printed, like, $2 billion or something like that. So usually there's always a Tether pump when the Tether's getting printed. So I could expect something here soon. But, yeah, I mean, my thing is, like, if you can try to take your emotion out of the market and not know, like, what prices are, you'll probably be better off with your psyche, because this space will eat you up. Like, for example, I bought a stupid meme coin the other day, and it's 16x, and I didn't sell it. Now it's down below what I bought it in for. So, like, tell me if I care. I do, but, like, if I let that bother me, I wouldn't be having fun right now. So it is what it is.
You've spoken like a true degen. Go ahead, degen.
I'm literally watching a green candle get printed right now on my meme coins on Sol, and it's been going good.
Don't rub it in my face. Like, I'm just looking at my wormhole airdrop. It's getting bamboozled.
I rolled it all. I rolled almost all of it into a meme coin that is kind of on fire. So, yeah, I'm not thinking about Lambos. I'm thinking about beach houses right now.
That's what's up. I'm private island somewhere, you know, in like Hawaii, like with a bunker next to Mark Zuckerberg type vibe.
I couldn't do private. I'm too social. I just can't do private.
I like it, man. You must be young. You must be younger. You know, you like that now. But when you get older, I think you're like.
You were talking about Dexter earlier, though.
I'm mid 40s. I'm mid 40s.
Oh, damn. Okay, so you're a boomer like me. I'm not as old as you, but I feel like a boomer.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we hung out outside and got cuts and bruises, and we, like, had to go outside and socialize when we were kids. You know, we didn't have technology really. So, yeah.
Oh, I was a very serious skateboarder growing up. That was what I was really into.
I was, until I thought I was cool. I tried to do an ollie onto a park bench, and I fell on my ass, and I literally thought I broke my ass. Like, literally, I was like, I broke my ass bone.
I've had some gnarly injuries over the years. I skated until I was in my late 20s. And then, yeah, the fall started to hurt really badly once I hit about 30. So, and kids,
calm down, Babu V. Calm down. He's, like, lifting his hand up. If you want to speak, go ahead, man.
Yeah, my bad, guys.
We all know Babu.
No, I've got two questions now. Firstly, like, after seeing the Stargaze banner yesterday, it's become quite clear who the artist behind Babu Penguins is. So I just wanted to ask Kudo what his mindset was when he did this stealth drop. And secondly, we don't know who created Babu Penguins, and I'm the self-proclaimed CEO and chairman. And I did ask Sunny on the Osmosis Spaces the other day that it's quite important for Babu Labs to protect its IP and do the BBL token. And I was wondering if Mad Scientist can give us some advice or can accept any advisory role to help us get that done.
Sorry. So the second question, I let Sirk respond it. I will respond the first question. So for the first question, the art piece that you guys seeing on Stargaze, the funny thing is that Sirk told me, okay, send it to the Stargaze chat group. I sent it, and suddenly he just changed it to the banner without even asking anything to Sirk. It was like, okay. And Sirk, he was on Twitter space as well. So he didn't know what is happening behind his back. And he came back from the Twitter space, and suddenly he just found out that Stargaze just changed the Twitter banner. That was fun. So yeah, the idea of that art piece is actually, it's developed from looking through, but the inspiration is, it's from the old art, like from Renaissance, even before that. I like at those times that when the famous artists, they portray the market, the art market in Florence, for example, in Rome, for example, you can see this huge art piece when you see merchants, you see artists, you see speculators inside this art piece, and it kind of like give you the vibe of it, of that period, on how people trade. And that kind of art piece really, like, got into me a lot. It's like I can't imagine myself being at that time by looking at it. So yeah, that was my approach. The idea is actually come from Sir. He wanna portray the marketplace, and I dig deeper into his idea, and I connect the dot things that I like from the idea from Cirque. So yeah, so that was the starting point, and then I develop it, and yeah, I try to imagine Stargaze and portrait it out as a living place, right? It's not just an application that you click on your computer, but you want something that has an energy in it. It has, because there's so much volume, there's people trading there. So I wanted kind of like to give the lives to marketplace, to portray the dynamic of an NFT marketplace in this period of time. So yeah, that is what is that art piece trying to represent. It's the portrait of NFT market dynamic in 2024. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he wanted to know if you drew the Babus, and the answer is no. For the grant, I don't know what you want, but my DMs are open for that one. Could be interesting.
Oh, 420K at least. 420K, I mean, we have to do something. Or maybe 690K, because there's 690 Babu, so it only makes sense that each Babu gets 1K airdrop.
All right, Luna Classic. You get it. I'll send it to you. All right, go ahead, Oz.
No, I was going to say, don't talk about Luna Classic. I mean, that's bad vibes right now, man. We were doing well until you had to throw that in there. I was just thinking about how this space can make you feel like Albert Einstein one moment, and then just essentially just an idiot the next. And yeah, that was my idiot moment. It was like, holy shit. Like, I was so overexposed to Luna and UST. Now what? You had to bring it up, you know?
We're all still here, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I got burnt in that, too. I mean, I think everybody got burnt in that. But that's just, I mean, you know, hey, that's a part of this game. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm thinking about Rocky Balboa now. Like, the times he got knocked down and he just kept coming back up. You know what I mean? That's how we are. We're doesn't kill us, makes us stronger. And in all seriousness, it made Cosmos, it made it better. And it was battle tested. It was sad that was the reason why I got battle tested. But like IBC worked. There were so many transfers to and from like Terra and all that. And it just works. So like, let's go. And it solidified us as a tech stack. Like, it was like people saying, oh shit, like there was billions of dollars flowing back and forth. Like, quickly, too. And, yeah, permissionless.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, Haas, how you can't even transfer money on Solana. It's not even that congested right now. Like, it's not
people. Oh, it drives me crazy.
Insane. Like, what's the point of having, like, basically cheap fees if it's not going to work? Like, I want to pay more. Like, and it made me, like, it was crazy to think, though, one day. I was like, dude, this is why people that, like, shill Ethereum still, like, have merit, because it works. Does it suck to pay that much for gas fees? Yeah, but it works every single time. And it's just like, well, dude, like Solana, like, let's go. Cause I'm a soul guy. Like, I am, like, outside of Cosmos. I remember when it was under 10 bucks, was like, yep. To me, it was like, this is the best opportunity. They're talking about bringing out mobile phones and everything back in. I was like, I'm FOMOing in, and it was a good move. I wish I FOMOed more in, but yeah. What's the point, right? Like, oh yeah, we're going to run Visa and all this other stuff. Like, maybe use some sort of Cosmos solutions that can maybe make your tech stack better, and let's get it going. Cause I do like Solana. I do. And it's a full degen chain. So like, I like it from that aspect too. Like, you know, I love looking at my wallet, and I got like Elizabeth Horan airdrops coming in a meme coin, and all these meme coins just being dropped to me. Like, it's a good time.
I had the most frustrating thing happen like 3 days ago. I was out taking a drive, and I stopped somewhere to get a drink, checked like my meme coin bags, and one of them had pumped like crazy. So I'm like trying to sell like half of it so I can take my profits or whatever. And I could not sell it from mobile. Like, it would not let me do it. And I was about to go insane. So then by the time I get home, I'm like out in the country driving. By the time I get home, it's like totally dropped way below where it was. I'm like super frustrated. And so now I just have to hold that. And so, and I still have all those tokens too. And guess what? They're like at least 50% less than they were when I got home. But if only I had taken those juicy profits, I'd have another pinball machine.
Yeah, there you go. That's yeah, dude. That's the thing. Like, your tech has to work. Like, it's 2024 now. Like, we can't be saying like Solana's been around the block. Like, and I like their strategy. people knock it. Oh, the Solana, it's down. Well, I'm a boomer. I remember every day or once every couple days, my blue screen would happen on Microsoft Windows. You know, Windows used to crash all the time. And it was because they're pushing the envelope. And I like Solana, like they're pushing the envelope. But it's like, let's fix the congestion. Like, I don't know what you need to do. Do you need to like tap into Cosmos? Probably, you probably do. And just make it better where it just works. Like, no one wants to deal with that. I was stuck for 4 days in purgatory from with Wormhole. I could not move my funds. And I said it to Wormhole. I was like, man, I'm not trying to be rude, but like, you guys should have a way to just, like how IBC is, if the transfer doesn't work, it always goes back. The money, the funds, the packet of data goes back to the original destination. Like, can you not just do that? Like, I'll pay you $10 right now or $20 just to send my data back to me. And not, no, it's stuck here. You know, it's like, that's a bad business model, right? It's like, I don't want my money or whatever it is. It's just called data stuck in orbit. You know, like, let me get it back here, you know? So I hear you, bro. That's terrible. You can't just sell it, you know? It's like, come on.
Yeah, after using so many chains over the past, like, because I've been in crypto for about 5 years now, I don't know how Cosmos hasn't just won, period, because it works so much better than everything else.
It does, man. It's just like, it's like the blessing and the curse of, like, decentralization. We don't have this marketing fort that's just, like, out there shilling everything. Like, say Polygon. I know you said you used everything. Polygon's not a good experience, in my opinion. Like, it's just not. But, like, they have so many partnerships with, like, real businesses, right? It's because they're just not a huge so hot
anymore. Yeah, have you been there recently? It's pretty dead.
Yeah. It's like, it's not, it doesn't work good. And if you think about it, these L2s, right? All it is like, say, us right now in this conversation, we're just like the multi-sig and we're just like in control of $2 billion of TVL and like, you know, it's not really secure. And that's the thing about Cosmos. It's super secure compared to these other solutions out there. That's the problem. Like, we're so decentralized in a sense. Like, there's still a centralization. There always will be. Nothing's ever going to be perfect, but it's pretty good compared to everything else. And it's like, come on, man. Like, everything that's being built that's good, or like the narratives, it's all Cosmos tech. Oh, modularity, all this other stuff. It's like, okay, well, you're using Cosmos or all this shit. And it's just like, man, I remember talking about Cosmos over 3 years ago now. Like, it wasn't cool. It was like a bad thing to talk about Cosmos. Now it's getting better, but it's like, come on, man. Like we built all this infrastructure just to make your shit better. Just tap into it. You can pretend you're not, you can. Kind of like Celestia, like they don't even like talk about Cosmos. It's like, just do it. Just make your shit better. So when we want to use your shit, it works and it doesn't suck. That's all. Anyways, ran over. Supposed to be good.
Yeah, bullish on Cosmos. I like those closing words. I think we got a great place here in NFT-fi summer coming up. Let's go with that. Culture-fi summer. Lots of cool shit being built on this infrastructure. Thank you, everybody, for attending the space. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll try to post a quick little recap in the Discord as well. Looking forward to seeing y'all on Tuesday, April 16th. We're going to be doing the Mint of Mad Scientists. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. And have yourselves a lovely weekend, everybody. Thanks again.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse?
misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Spaces.